Hello.
Hello, how are you doing today, sir?
Okay.
Awesome. My name is Anthony, and I'm conducting a survey for researchers at the Harvard Kennedy School, and would like to get your opinion on some issues of the day. In Boston, not much is known about how people feel and what people think about policing in their neighborhoods. Now, we would like to hear from you about your experiences with and perceptions of the Boston Police Department. If you don't mind me asking, do you live in the city of Boston?
Yeah.
Great. And what is the zip code of your primary residence?
Well, I don't like to give out any of my information.
Okay, no problem. It's okay. What would you say is your gender? Male, female, or something else, non-binary, transgender, gender, variant, or non-conforming?
Male.
Great. And if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
65.
65. What would you say is your ethnic or racial background?
Hispanic.
Hispanic, okay. That's two of us. Now, what is the highest level of education you have completed?
College.
Okay, bachelor's degree?
No.
Okay. And the next set of questions are about your health and well-being over the past month. In general, would you say your physical health is excellent, good, fair, poor?
Fair.
Fair. In general, would you say your mental health is excellent, good, fair, poor?
Good.
Now we are interested in learning about the quality of your sleep over the past month. How often did you have trouble falling asleep? Every day, a few times a week, about once per week?
Why are they asking so much questions about this? I thought you were asking about Boston Police.
Yes, it is, actually. That's the way they made this survey.
What does my sleep study have to do or anything with the Boston Police?
I do understand. I do understand, sir.
Makes no sense. What they want to know about the police.
Okay, let me get to that point, okay? Let me just get to that. They just have this. The next set of questions are about how you've been feeling as of late during the past two weeks.
No, this is not my health. If you want to ask me about the police, ask me a couple of questions about it.
Okay.
But my health is nothing to do with...
Okay, I understand. You prefer not to say anything about your health, correct?
No, I prefer to say nothing about me.
Okay, now, here are some questions about what you think of your community and the relationships that people in your community have to each other. For the following scenario, please indicate how likely you think it is that your neighborhood would act if serious issues developed in your neighborhood, like rise in petty crime, the loss of vital city services, or a neighbor who has fallen on hard times. How likely is it that your neighbors would come together to do something about it? Would you say
highly?
Very likely, somewhat likely, somewhat unlikely, very unlikely.
And very likely.
Very likely. Have there been social get-togethers like block parties or other gatherings in your neighborhood during the past 6 months? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. In the past year, have you considered moving away from this community? Would you say yes or no?
Yes.
Which of the following reasons is the biggest factor in your thinking about moving away. Politics, police harassment, crime, drugs, lack of good paying jobs, unreliable public transportation, unaffordable housing.
Politics.
Politics, okay. And now I would like to ask you the extent to which you agree or disagree with the following statement about how much people of your racial group can trust law enforcement. Law enforcement officers do not take the complaints of people of my racial group seriously. Would you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Disagree?
Yes.
Somewhat or strongly?
I'm sorry?
Would you disagree somewhat or strongly?
Strongly disagree.
The people of my racial group are treated the same by law enforcement officers as people of other groups. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Law enforcement officers have the best interests of people of my racial group in mind.
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
In most courts, people of different racial groups receive the same kind of treatment from the judge.
I would agree.
Strongly?
Strongly, yeah.
Okay. And people of my racial group should be suspicious of the criminal justice system. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
The law enforcement officers treat people of my racial group like animals. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
My racial group is concerned. Where my racial group is concerned, law enforcement officers are more likely to act aggressively first and ask questions later, if at all. Would you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
People of my racial group can trust law enforcement officers.
I agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
No, strongly.
During encounters with law enforcement, people of my racial group can count on officers to de-escalate before someone gets hurt.
I agree.
Okay, strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. And we're almost done. I truly thank you for your patience and cooperation, okay?
No
now,
problem.
You can answer these questions, yes or no. In the past year, have the police or law enforcement ever stopped and searched any of your friends or family members for no reason?
No.
Being verbally abusive to any of your friends or family members?
No.
Has the police or law enforcement ever been physical, abusive to any of your friends or family members?
No.
The next set of questions are about whether you or anyone else in your neighborhood has felt unfairly treated by police. Have you ever felt that the police treated you unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of your race? Would that be yes or no?
No.
Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police treated them unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of their race?
Well, I don't know. I mean, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know everybody in my neighborhood that's dealt with the police.
Okay.
So I couldn't say honestly.
So you can say unsure. Would that be correct?
Unsure. Yeah. Unsure.
Okay. Have you ever felt that the police stopped or followed you just because of your racial background?
No.
Okay. Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police stopped or followed them just because of their racial background?
Unknown.
Okay. We are now interested in the extent and nature of your contact with police or law enforcement. Have you ever had any contact with police or law enforcement?
Yes
or no? Yes, okay.
Yes.
Have you had any contact with police or law enforcement in the past year?
No.
Have you ever been arrested?
No.
Have any of your friends or family members ever been arrested?
No.
These questions are for respondents who have a contact with the police or law enforcement. You can answer these questions yes or no. Have the police or law enforcement ever stopped and searched you for no reason?
No.
Assume you are a thief.
No.
Pulled you over for no reason while you were driving?
No.
Accuse you of having or selling drugs?
No.
Been verbally abusive to you?
No.
Followed you for no reason while you were walking or driving?
No.
Arrested you for something you didn't do?
No.
Been physically abusive to you?
No.
Treated you unfairly because of how you dress?
No.
Thinking about your most memorable encounter with police, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. Other events in my life caused me to think about this experience with the police. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
I'm sorry, you got to repeat that one. I didn't understand that.
Other events in my life caused me to think about this experience with the police. You can also say unsure. Prefer not to say
unsure.
Okay. Now, reminders of the time I was stopped caused me to have physical reactions such as sweating, trouble breathing, nausea, or a pounding heart?
No.
No? So you would disagree. Would that be correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
I think about having been stopped even when I do not mean to. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
I try not to talk about the time I was stopped.
I don't have any reason to not to talk about any time I've been stopped.
Okay.
I really haven't been stopped.
So you would disagree with it?
Yeah.
Okay, strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
I try not to remember and think about this incident. And when they say that incident, they believe when you were stopped.
Yeah, I disagree. Or
you disagree?
Strongly.
My feelings about this incident are kind of numb.
disagree strongly.
Remembering this experience brings back feelings about having been stopped.
Same thing, disagree strongly.
Okay. Please tell me the extent to which you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about things that have happened since your encounter with police. People have used the fact that I was stopped to hurt me.
Would you disagree?
Disagree. Okay.
Disagree.
And I feel like I cannot make any mistakes.
Disagree.
Okay, strongly or somewhat?
Yeah.
My friends have treated me with more respect.
For what reason?
After your encounter with the police.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
You can say unsure. Would that be okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, because of my previous contact with police, my relationships with family members are strained.
Disagree. Strongly.
People have avoided me.
Disagree strongly.
I feel that I am being held to unfair standards relative to others.
Disagree.
Okay. Now, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about how police have impacted you or others you know. Having contact with law enforcement inspires young people to achieve in school. Do you agree or disagree?
Depends on the circumstance.
Okay. So you can say neither agree nor disagree.
Yeah, neither agree nor disagree. Yeah.
Now, the behavior of young people in my neighborhood has improved because of law enforcement actions.
Disagree.
Disagree somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Law enforcement has made my community feel safer.
I would agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
I'm less likely to call the police when in need.
No.
Would you agree or disagree? So you would disagree, correct?
Yes, disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. Now, law enforcement actions in my neighborhood have positively affected my desire to host or attend social gatherings there.
No. Disagree strongly.
I feel uncomfortable engaging in public displays of my culture or identify in areas with a noticeable law enforcement presence.
No. Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly. Strongly.
Awesome. Now, we're almost done. I truly thank you, sir. Just one more minute, okay? The last questions are for statistical purposes. What is your current employment status?
Retired.
Awesome. Great. And what is your current marital status?
Married.
Married. Okay. That's even better. How many children do you have?
Two.
Great. How many adults, 18 and over, including yourself, live in your household?
Three.
What is your household total income from all sources?
That's private.
Okay. How long have you lived in Boston? 3 years? 47, 8 to 15, over 15, all your life?
Over about 60.
So over 15 years, correct?
Yeah, over 15, yeah.
Okay. What best describes your current living situation? Homeowner, renter, or paying partial rent with family or friends?
Homeowner.
Awesome. Great. Have you ever lived in public housing in Boston?
No.
Okay. And please give me the names of two streets that cross closest to your home. For example, if you live on Mason...
I like to keep that private.
Would you be interested in participating in a longer discussion with Harvard researchers about your experiences with and perceptions of Boston police for a $50 gift card?
Where would it be?
They will get in touch with you. To be honest, I don't have to. We'll be over the phone.
$50? Yeah, okay.
Not what?
Okay. Thank you. You now completed the survey. In order to receive your $10 gift card and to be contacted for a follow-up discussion, please provide your phone number and email address.
Okay. Area code 617.
Uh-huh.
642.
Okay.
6778.
And your email?
B as in Bob, A as in Arthur, R as in Robert, 1917 at AOL.com.
At AOL.com. Oh, okay, great, awesome. Okay. Now, you're going to receive a $10 gift card because of your participation with our survey or me on the phone. And then they're going to get in touch with you to let you know about the $50 card, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Awesome. Thank you very much. I truly thank you. Have a wonderful day, okay? Thank you for helping me.
You too. And your name?
My name is Tony.
Okay, Tony. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day, sir.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.